clearly, absolutely false. I have not been near West House or in that region any closer than the paint shop or the Nancy sign shop in several weeks.
Okay, that was not surveillance that told Dad that, so whoever said that can speak now. Who was it? You got to speak up now. Because? Who said it? Because it causes a lot of anxiety, so who out there said it? Not on Dad's part, because he's ready. Who said it? Somebody told it, so somebody checking dispatch and see. Somebody in security knows, somebody in security told that. Eaten because there's been glass that's been placed in his food. He says that he will definitely be around until all of his seniors have seen bliss and rest, but someone is putting glass in his jello. He wants to know who. He has not eaten in the last 2 days, so he wants to know who is watching his food and who's taking care of his food. Yes, I can. You want that?
Oh. You ready?
Son ably said, the problem. How would you like to live in a world where I've done my best to create happiness for people, and then they try to poison you and try to stab you in the back, and all this business, certainly someone heard him say that certainly someone has heard you, Comrade Grubbs, saying that you didn't know what you would do to Dad. I resent this. I'm damn tired of it. And then you say that you would have been different for Peter. I'd like to hear Peter what he thinks should have been done. Nobody could show any more mercy to Peter than I had, and you knew when it was brought up there before the floor, there's only one way that it would be handled. You were turning it over from counsel, and it would have to be then a matter of law. I dreaded to see it picked up, but when it comes up before from counsel, it has to be resolved as a matter of law. So don't put me on looking like some selfish jackass, unmerciful jackass, and you looking like you are the merciful angel. I resent that very much. When you made the report to our town forum, we don't deal in counsel. We deal in matters of law, the laws of the community. And it's not lawful for someone to be around children when they've had that problem, letting them rub their faces. I'd like to know just exactly what you would have done in similar circumstances.
Fine. The first statement, there is no one who could have heard me say...
There is no one who could have heard me make any statement about what I would do to you, because I made no such statement. It is not possible for anyone to have heard that. In the case of Peter... But what I have done, in the first place, I did write it up, and I turned it into Ava. There is counseling in the evenings. When I wrote it up, that's what I believed. It would go into a counseling situation. That's what I requested on it. I did not anticipate at all that it would come up in the people's public for him.
My dear son, do you realize that this kind of a situation is building back? He broke law. He broke law by seeing the lad, right?
Yes.
Then secondly, he tried to break the law by getting back into the situation.
I recognize that is a possibility. That's why I recommended that we counsel with him.
You realize how many times I've talked to Peter, who I have a fond feeling for. Is Peter there?
I haven't seen him.
Is Peter around? Somebody have Peter there so we can discuss. I have a fond feeling for Peter. There's only one area that Peter has a problem in. That's been going on for years. I don't suppose you know how many years it's gone on.
Yes, I do. That's why I question this method of treatment. I wonder if it was going to be successful, why wasn't it successful?
Well,
as bad as he was beaten one time, if that could help him, I don't know why it didn't help him. I see him becoming more alienated, and I don't see that as a way to get him.
Well, I haven't seen him become less alienated by your method. Nothing that's being done seems to be helping in terms of alienation.
That is why I wanted to counsel him, because I had some ideas. I believe there's a way to get him forward to where he has to take a more leadership position. He has to be out front. He has to be in the public.
You still sound too damn condescending. It was your idea to make a goddamn box and put people in the damn thing. That when I looked at it and really regarded what it was, I saw that it was the most unmerciful kind of a goddamn mess to be in the world. Don't come off sounding so clean and then making the leader look like he is something less than sensitive. By God, I have been the one that saved all these people. I'm the one that's worrying about how to pay for three people in the Caracas hospital right now. And it's costing Ray Godchalk alone, it's costing $4,000 because I want to get him the best radiation that he never would take for himself because he's a good man and we can save him that way. And then it's I that had a child that started out with a brain tumor, which is always fatal, but now we have definite optimism. It was I that had to search out all those specialists. By God, you had on my shoulders what you did. You quit talking about how good you are and rather stand with respect how good I am. The matter before the public, because you thought it was a matter of public concern. And obvious it is. When people have a propensity, he knows that as well as I do, the whole public needs to be reminded of it so they can help him with weak point. I have, for instance, if I have dizzy spells caused, which I do, caused by blood pressure, it would be the duty of everyone to know it so they could catch me should I fall. That isn't to say he is not a good man. In many, many ways, he's got a sick compulsion. Where is he at?
He's right.
Bob, that you've shown me more mercy over the years than any, that nobody else would have given me as much mercy, compassion, and understanding as you have. And you've done what you needed to do to protect me and protect the children. I'm very grateful to you.
I frankly think there'll be the day when you rise above that. That's why I wanted you around adults. I frankly think that enough of you and your character and your commitment that you will overcome this, like the embarrassment. Fuck the embarrassment. We all got problems. Everybody's got problems. I'm more pissed at you for leaping over the weeds and keeping me up all night than anything. But as far as that goes, I believe it can be cured. But I've never found it cured by just a one-to-one therapy. I never have found it cured. Just a moment. Somebody's at the door. Problems.
believe that fighting battles are important to the front. And I do that when I'm well, haven't been well for years. But I keep going, I'll keep going yet a while longer, no matter how many people out there trying to kill me or want me dead. I'll continue it going on because I have a definite fortitude. And I can resolve. They thought I had cancer. Two different smears said I had cancer. One in Tampa, Florida, and one in Georgetown. And by God, there's no smears of cancer there now. I'll be around. Think about Peter, if that would be a good idea, if he would consider when he's out, that he teach an older group of people.
I believe he would be much better at high school. And even an adult education, he'd make a very good college lecturer. But he has had a problem all along with trying to gear things down to elementary students level. I agree entirely with that. I do not see myself as a good person. I never have. I don't believe I have tried to come off as good. I have no alliances, no personal friends here, anywhere with anyone. I don't try to come off looking good. Don't believe I have tried to do that. I did not believe that I could help Peter by therapy one-to-one. That was never my intent. I was someone he could ventilate to, someone he could sort his thoughts out with. I had not deceived myself to think I was even capable of helping him. If I had, I would have continued to try on the one-to-one. Instead, I asked for a group help. I did not consider myself able to meet his needs.
Did you make any condemnation of my disposition to the situation? No. It took our electronic equipment to find otherwise. Did you make any formal protest about William Malone? No. How do you presume to help those people when you're talking behind my back and not bringing it to my attention?
I spoke to D only tonight. I knew it would get to you. If you have the monitor that you had on me, you will find that it was there. I know she does not talk to other people. I was ventilating, knowing it would get back to you, knowing that I would be speaking or writing to you. I'd already begun writing it. As a matter of fact, I may have already written that section. It's already done today.
You know, who would get it back to me?
Yeah, I knew that I would be reported by you. In fact, I knew before we started talking that you had already reported me. I knew that when she wrote that...
You're drastically wrong. She has not reported you. You're drastically mistaken. She did show signs some weeks ago, and we took over the matter from then on. She said that she loved you, but she didn't understand, and she said you went through a good period, which were most helpful, most positive. All I've heard from her lately has been good, much to my consternation. That's all I've heard.
That's all I've shown.
And all this other report comes in of a negative.
That's all I've shown him. I've got him extremely guarded.
What made you think I'd get it before she had a chance to give it to get it out?
I knew that just before meeting time, somewhere around 7:15 this evening, she knew the meeting was coming on. She asked, she wrote in those and gave it.
She
Someone in our cottage. Is that when you were there? He asked the person to wait while she wrote this note to send it in.
When? No. She didn't write no note to come to me this evening.
I understand. I did not see that. It was addressed to Karen to say.
Having no idea.
Note nor heard about it because I usually operate about 6 hours behind my notes. The question, has he made any of these kind of comments? I know it's difficult when you're a companion. Did any of these comments fit what I have just described?
The first comment about harming you wasn't a direct statement. It was like he was talking about the mistreatment his dad had given him by beating him with the hose. And he said his dad, I think, hit him 20 times, and he knew the 20th lick meant he was going to come back at him. And he was afraid of this same type of thing. He made the parallel between his dad and him and you, which made me feel that he would harm you. And he said to me, well, wait a minute now, it's still my misunderstanding. Well, whoever it was. What made me think that his hostility, you know, could be aimed at you. And he started to cry, and he said he felt he was scared. And I told him I had always been afraid, because I've always knew that he had a capability of promising that.
Died at that time, much greater, much more vegetables. And, well, by God, the reason you had it, because I was merciful. I sure as hell had a lot of people to get free. I don't see any big deal about the vegetable food now. That's all the food I eat. I don't understand it. Short, we're now spending considerably longer energy. Burning day, learning burns a lot of energy, right, with a considerable inferior diet. You people ever lived in China? The goddamn Chinese don't look like they're inferior. It has all the fucking food they got, right. Make my ass tired. So you see those little people not free of marching their little children, and you sure as hell don't look unhealthy. That's their staple. They don't have anything else. That and some green, just like we have. They don't have because the capitalists have kept them so oppressed they haven't had a chance to build yet the kind of ideas. In many ways, we're much alike. Well, now, I told you, Danny, we took a vote. We took a vote, and nobody won the damn brand. Bryce. Now, you remember that? But it was taken. The vote was taken. That's right. They said it smelled. I don't doubt the word. I know the fact that brown rice has more minerals and nutrients. I know that. Nobody said tell me that. But the people were raising hell because the food stunk. Getting my daughter-in-law, if she will, come forward, please, Terry. She would come forward. All right. Also, we've had more stress the past 3 months to the push of education. There's a close correlation. I believe it is a mistake to believe that all, even most, acting out behavior is manipulation. Well, much of it is. I don't know how much, but I know a lot of it is. I've had a hell of a lot of it this week. There have to be reasons, but if we don't look for them, we will surely not find them. And if we assume that it's all manipulation, we will not look for them. Surely we need to look for any sign where people are really distressed. I understand the importance of the news, the need to develop international working class consciousness and identification with the struggles for liberation, empathy for those who are exploited, right? Exploited. The deep understanding of Marxist-Leninist philosophy, analytical understanding of personal responsibilities to collectivism. But I also believe we must study the social progress taking place here. Indeed, I believe that we will do it. We would do well. We would do well with some social engineering of that nature. The farm analyst engineering,